involves a stripper. We'll explain. Hmm.
And Evelyn Lozada is getting some strongly worded messages. Wait till you hear who they're from.
Mm. Plus, we're talking to the runner-up from The Masked Singer.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yay!
And we've got a special guest host back with us, currently starring Tyler Perry series, bro, on top of actress Candace Renee.
Hi, so good to be back again with you guys. I appreciate you. But let's start dishing. Okay, what you got first, Heidi?
All right, we're going to jump right into it with Naked Workout. Who that is? Hold on. I'm not. We had Jesse Williams naked. I'm not ready for all.
Sherry, relax. It's not us, but you gotta check out Law and Order star Christopher Maloney. I'm drooling. Why would I be drooling? He's known for his muscles, especially his glutes, Gary. Well, the 61-year-old actor just shared one of his workout secrets. And Chewy, why don't you read the quote?
All right, Chris said, "Now, quote: I work out naked. It's my gym, and I don't black out the window, and I'm okay with that. My wife is not, though." End quote. Does this sound like it's an accident waiting to happen, y'all? Like a weight falling on his what's going on, y'all?
Yeah, what if you're doing push-ups or something and something on the carpet snags on your pubic hair?
His gym, it's not like he's got to alcohol it off anybody else.
That's true.
The only thing I do naked is deep-fried turkeys.
I just drop it in the oil.
Do you get the gizzards first, or do you take the gizzards out?
This is why I've never gone to Frank's house at Thanksgiving. I refuse.
I think y'all should do like I do, honey. I have my T-shirt and my panties on when I get home, and I relax. I watch Judge Judy. So
Gary looks like Winnie the Pooh at home. Yeah. Just a T-shirt and no bottoms.
Would you guys work out naked? I think I would try this.
I love doing squats naked. I mean, that's the best part of working out. You don't have to use no machines or no weights. You just squat.
Well, when you get 61 years old, you squat and other things can happen.
Right. It's called deep frying a turkey.
All right. If you thought you knew everything about Jennifer Lopez, you better hold on to your hoops, because the trailer just dropped for her revealing new documentary, Halftime. So back in 2019, J-Lo got Oscar buzz for her role as a stripper in the movie Hustlers. I really liked her in that movie. But as the trailer shows, she was heartbroken when she didn't get the Best Supporting Actress nomination. Check it out.
Do you think you'll be nominated for an Oscar?
I mean, I hope so.
Hustlers first review is Jennifer Lopez is Oscar worthy.
It was hard. I just had a very low self-esteem. I had to really figure out who I was and believe in that and not believe anything else.
Every actress in the world who says, I don't care about an Oscar or a nomination, you lying.
That's
true. Because you do want one from your peers. Yeah. And I have to say, she did bring something to Hustlers that I was very surprised.
Yeah. It does mean a lot, though, when you do get nominated for something, because I did get this letter in the mail today. I want you to read it.
No, what?
Actually, it came in the mail today. I'm not making this up.
Wow. Well, dear Frank Kramer, an article featuring your accomplishments in Whittier Daily News, entitled KLOS Receives Industry Honor, recently captured our attention here at Marquee's Who's Who. You are now being considered as a biographical candidate to represent entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals from the state of California in an upcoming edition of Who's Who in America.
Congratulations! What's up to Whittier, where the girls are prettier?
Whittier, thank you so much for honoring me now.
Congratulations, man.
Really happy for you.
You really didn't have to ball it up and throw it with so much anger.
I'm a baller.
Okay, so former basketball wife star Evelyn Lozada has shared something that got people talking. She showed the door to her 8-year-old son Carl Leo's room. It had signs on there saying, "Beware, get the hell out of here. I don't want to go to school, and I just want to break the rules." Evelyn said, "He don't know. I will bust this door all the way down."
That's right.
I love it. I love it. So, Jeffrey wears T-shirts that say, "Fun fact, I don't care." Like, I get a kick out of it. I really do. But he also has a shirt that says, "Jesus saves." So, I mean, like, that's the one I bought for him.
Right.
But I think that it is a way of him expressing himself.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, HK, would you let your kids do that? I just think it's a way of...
No signage like this. And if they decide to do that, they're going to have saloon doors on their room, like where you can just bust in. Like, you know, you got a little privacy, but
at the
bell, yeah.
My son right now has a sign on his door that says, "To the management, please knock and wait for me to open before you enter."
I think that's a great sign.
Especially if you have a son.
I walked in one time, Candace.
And you don't want to. You don't want to see Steve either.
Yo, knock Sherry, knock first.
Yeah, he was. I was shocked.
You know, dish isn't dish unless we argue, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So you know what time it is?
Dish day.
Okay, so a woman tweeted her thoughts on how arranging a play date with another child's parent at a playground became a little bit weird to her. Sherry, why don't you just go ahead and read the tweet for us?
Okay, so my daughter made a new friend at the playground. I asked the dad if we can plan a play date. Mm. He's like, okay, I can give your number to my wife and you can ask her. Mm. I don't know why that was weird to me. Aren't you her parent too? Men who ask their wives first bug me.
This man foresaw everything. He is Dr. Strange Absolutely. In the multiverse of wife fights. Yeah. Like, he saw that coming, y'all. And he avoided all of
it. Talk to my wife.
I just think it was a good opportunity for a father to, like, you know, have some input in his child's life. Like, oh, I get to set up a
No, like, here's how Candace, here's that's how that could go. He'd be like, oh, hey, babe, I met so-and-so's mom at the thing, and she wanted to have a play date, so I said that tonight they could come over after school.
Right.
Tonight we can't go. You know we've got things at 4, and
we're babying all the babies.
So if I said to you, HK, if you had your kids, and I was like, oh, my son is the same age, hey, Craig, why don't we get together and let them, would you say, you know, let me talk to my wife, or let me give you my wife's phone number.
Would
you
make the play date with me? Sherry Shepard's hitting on me.
Yeah, like, if it's Sherry Shepard, I'm taking the number. If it's anybody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You are. Yeah. Hey, before we all end up divorced, let's move on. Moving on to didn't see dish coming.
Hello.
You know, here's what I'm here to say. Screw having a 9-to-5, and that is a pun intended. Just get paid to watch porn.
Oh,
can you imagine this life?
Yes.
Done and done.
Oh, done.
Frank's ready.
Sign me up.
Well, Frank, you're too late. You're too late because a 22-year-old woman named Rebecca Dixon. Yes.
Hey,
yes. I'm not making it up.
Hey.
I'm not.
She was born
perfect.
For this.
From a small town in Scotland, is getting paid $20 an hour to watch people get it on.
Okay.
It's not. Wow. She said it wasn't even an easy gig to land. She had to go against 90,000 applicants, and she came out on top.
Oh, wow.
Ow. All right, I think I'm done with the puns now. Rebecca says she pretty much watches the videos to pick up trends and fetishes and preferred sex positions. She's only a couple days into her new gig and her first assignment. Imagine this. Your first day on the job is to watch the top 100 videos on Pornhub.
Wow.
She said she loves it.
Like, the top 100 videos on Pornhub are like all of the weird things that make you
how
feel
like. How do you
know
that, Sherry?
Yeah, Sherry, why don't you mention how you know that?
What do you think got him in the top 100?
Why are you shaming me because I like feet, Sherry?
No, it's worse than feet. Like, they got old men and young girls. They got little people.
What's wrong with little people, Sherry?
Oh, my God.
You have to be careful. Your talk show hasn't even started yet. You're gonna be stuck with us forever. And you already gave me your TV. I'm not giving it back.
Nothing against the little people of America. Your porn is just as great.
Everybody's porn is important.
But $20 an hour is not a lot.
How much would you charge to watch
a lot?
Like $50.
$50? Of course, 3 hours a day, $150 a day.
I know most people would probably take the 20. And they would have to give this job to a woman because, like, most guys would probably watch like 90 seconds of each video. Like, you know, like,
and be done.
The algorithm would be ruined. 35
like,
seconds.
Oh, there was
She's
a
been
fetish?
On the job for 2 days and has carpal tunnel.
I just want to know, do they take internships? Because that's something Jeffrey would
they
like.
Call them, they call them skin turns.
Oh, yes, the skin turns.
They call them gophers.
Mama got you a job, Jeffrey. Yeah. Oh, imagine?
Oh, you're the best mom ever.
Oh, my God.
So, you guys, before we go to break, we have to send a big, huge love shout out to Rihanna.
Yay!
And A$AP Rocky. They had a baby boy.
Hey!
Baby boy. Yes.
Woo!
Oh, this is so amazing.
Now the real work begins. Now, coming up, Tim McGraw said his wife Faith Hill made his face ting over and over again. LA will tell you how right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Things got a little violent between country music's favorite couple, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, on the set of their new series, 1883.
Right.
Yeah, Tim stopped by the Tonight Show and said acting with his wife got a bit painful. Listen to this.
However, there was a scene that we did where she had to slap me.
That's not a real slap, it's TV
no,
slap.
No, that was a real slap. But after about the 8th take when I was... When I was
Faith is like, I need one more. No. I need one more. Let's do one more. I need one for me.
I was concussed a bit. And I told her afterwards, I said, do we need to talk?
Yeah, she's method
actor.
Now, you think Faith had some built-up, you know, frustrations, and she was like, I'm taking it out now.
Maybe a little.
Here's what I think was funny, because they did it eight takes, and then when Tim goes, do we need to talk about something? But what I think would be hilarious is if the director's like, that was great. I think we're going to go with the first one. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
You know what I mean? Of all of them, maybe that first one was just better.
And you're like, the first one was really good. She's like, no, I didn't think. I can do better.
I can do better.
More emotion I need to put in there.
I don't know. My girlfriends probably wanted to slap me a couple times.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Have you ever wanted to slap your wife?
No, we're good. We're good in that department. But my work husband, I would like to beat the
Okay. And your work husband being our co-host, Frank Kramer.
If Heidi slapped me, brain would be on the wall.
Can we do a Heidi Hamilton dream sequence?
It is time for a baby report. Talk about a surprise. Flavor Flav. Yes, he just found out that he has a 3-year-old son by his former manager, Kate.
Wait a second. His manager, somebody who works with him. Do you think this happened while she was on the clock?
Me thinks so. On and off the clock? Okay, y'all. So
Was it yo boy?
It was yo boy. Oh, yeah. So after taking a DNA test, been confirmed that the rapper now has not 7, but 8 mouths to feed.
Jesus Christ.
So according to Kate's parents, I love Kate's parents. How old is she? That's Flavor Flav's former manager. She worked with him for a few years, and they had a romantic relationship. Wow. Now, you know, this is great. Flav is excited about the unexpected addition to his baseball team.
Oh, right, yeah.
He has been spending some serious QT with his little one. All right. So at least they're bonding. I don't know how
I know.
Can y'all please explain to me what this man...
I will tell you.
I can't even get a text back, but this man has 8 kids.
I love so much Flavor Flav. Like, if you sit with him, he is the nicest, most charming.
Would you date him?
You know what? He's a little boy, and that thing in a woman comes out like, I just want to take care of her.
He has 8 children now. Does anybody know how old his oldest is?
I think he's like almost...
Flavor's in his 60s.
Flavor's a grandfather clock by now.
Yeah.
He might be.
Is there any chance that Flavor Flav is Nick Cannon's dad?
Oh,
wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be something?
Wow.
But now there's a show. There might be a show in Flavor and Kate plus 8.
Flavor's had so many reality shows. Like, you know.
The Flavor of Love. He was with Brigitte Nielsen. Yes. My doppelganger.
And they were together. See?
Side by side that.
And he charmed Brigitte Nielsen. Come on now.
Yeah. I know.
He got the good. So when you ask, why was Flavor Flav doing this?
I heard he's got a huge clock.
It's the size of the clock, Frank. Yeah. All right, up next, we'll be dishing with the Masked Singer's runner-up, singer and actress Haley Aranthia. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, right now, we have the runner-up from The Masked Singer, and if you watch the finale, then you know she almost made it to the finish line. Ladies and gentlemen, the artist formerly known as the Ringmaster, Haley Aranthia.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Haley, what was your reaction, honey, when you were approached to do the show?
I was so excited. I had received tweets from certain fans, I guess, over the last few years, thinking that I was other contestants in previous seasons. So I was like, wait a minute, this might be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, when I originally saw the show, I was like, I don't know about being dressed up like a cupcake and, you know, singing Jordan Sparks songs, but, like, let's just give it a shot. And so I'm really glad it ended up working out.
Mm. Well, Haley, this is so cool because you pretty much made it to the end. So which performer were you shocked to find out was on the show?
Jennifer Holliday. And also, how did she not win? Because I was standing in my living room watching her performances, just screaming, being like, this is the most phenomenal performance.
Right.
That in Vogue was one that I was like,
yes.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many this season that, and then there was also the other end of the spectrum where it was like, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Right.
Yeah, it's a wild combo of people, but I guess that's what The Masked Singer does best.
Yeah.
Haley, love you on the Goldbergs. Now, who from your TV family you think would do great on The Masked Singer?
AJ Mashaka from Ally and AJ.
Yeah.
She played my best friend on the show. She's a phenomenal singer, and I think that she would have a blast doing the show. Mm. Yeah.
Well, Haley, you didn't have the you know, little costume that you thought you were going to have. What was it, the cupcake? You had a better one. So how'd you end up with the Ringmaster costume?
So they presented this drawing being like, hey, you know, here's an option. And I was like, I don't have to see any more. Like, this is such a beautiful costume. And it still, like, it gave me shape. I could move around in it. But it was also really grand. The skirt was 7 feet wide.
Well, Haley, it looks like your musical journey will continue on. You have a new song out called Open Your Mouth. Now, was there a contestant on the show that you automatically knew who it was the second they opened their mouth?
I could not figure out a single person on this season. So that's bad on my part. But it was a tough one. So no, I couldn't get anyone on this round.
What can we expect next from Miss Haley?
Well, I'm going to keep releasing music. I've got another song that I'm recording right now that I'm hopefully going to release in July. Nice. But for now, really focusing on this song, Open Your Mouth. I wrote it with my friend about when she ran into her ex-boyfriend at the bar. And he was looking really good. And she's like, why did we break up again? And then he started talking and she was like, right. That's why.
That's why. He opened his mouth. Okay.
Yeah.
Boom! So, boom! Yeah.
I think we can all relate on some level. Yeah. So.
Yes. Congratulations. Okay. Thank you so much, Haley, for hanging out with us. Felicidades. Congratulations on being the runner-up again. Make sure to keep it locked right here because we got more Dish Nation after the break. Haley, we see you, baby!
Yay. Thank you.
Hey.
Thanks, Haley.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is so fun.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, despite being the star of the Broadway show Chicago and possibly the most famous lifeguard ever, Pamela Anderson reveals she has a moonlighting gig as a dog walker.
What? Beautiful.
I know.
She loves animals.
Yep, Pamela Anderson was missing her pups while away on Broadway in New York, so she got a gig walking an Irish setter named Dash.
Oh, I love it.
How lucky is Dash?
I want to do that.
Yeah. I know.
I want to get walked by Pam.
I know you would. You'd be on all fours, wouldn't you?
I've been a bad dog.
Mm. What kind of doggy position would y'all be?
Don't you bring the little baggies?
I know. Heidi would be moonlighting as a drive-thru.
Oh, my God, yes. I always wanted that Janet Jackson. Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order, please?
That was her dream.
All right, please pull. Your total's 427. Please pull forward.
Okay.
Oh!
I'm not fun like you guys. I always want to do something with animals and just either work at a doggy hotel and make sure they had everything.
Oh, a doggy hotel?
You would be that one that would go, come on, Lexi.
But Loki, I'd want to be a stripper. Okay, moving on.
All right. There you go, Mrs. Martinez. We know you're watching.
I think Loki would be all
my mom
strippers.
Just threw the Bible at the TV. I mean, or no.
I don't think you would have a problem with anybody at this table joining you with stripping.
I'd do it once.
Yeah, I would do it once. You do it once.
And then they'd ask me to never come back. So.
Yo, who invited Hulk Hogan to come strip tonight?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, brother. I'm going to get on your lap, brother. And I'm going to grind my butt cheeks on your crotch, brother. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it hard, brother. And I'm going to whisper in your ear, brother.
Yeah, second song, she tears off her tank top.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.